Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 25th, 2007.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Day. It's about 11:12 our time in the East when we finally prepare this podcast, and we do prepare it on the holiday in the hopes of bringing encouragement and perspective to whoever may happen to click on our message today. Today, the message is titled, Unto Us. And Brooksine has three separate scripture portions you will read from Isaiah 9, Luke 2, and Hebrews chapter 1.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days he has spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
Well, it's a beautiful Christmas morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. We were up early this morning. We've already had our family Christmas reading and prayer and opened our gifts. And we felt like we did want to prepare a message for Christmas. The first two daily texts are well known to believers in Christ, often recited by children at the annual Christmas program. One was prophetically declared by Isaiah some 700 years before the birth of Christ, the other by an angelic visitor to some lowly shepherds at his birth. In a few words, they contain the essence of the gospel message. They describe the greatest gift.
The challenge during this season is to remember the real message of Christmas. We hammer on this time and time and again, but it continues to be reminding ourselves that it's not the gifts that we give or receive from others. It's not the abundance of gadgets that retailers offer to materialistic America. It's the gift of God's Son to an unreceptive, apathetic, undeserving, and mocking world. Will you gratefully receive his gift this Christmas?
The writer of Hebrews begins his rich epistle in such an interesting and powerful way. All other epistles except 1 John begin with some identification of the human author. Hebrews starts right off in a stately manner, dealing with God's message to mankind, the absolute preeminence of his Son. However, let us notice just one tiny phrase. In the third daily scripture text, which really is a Christmas verse. He has spoken unto us by his Son. Aren't you glad God has spoken and indeed continues to speak? We recall a book we read in college by the late Francis Schaeffer titled, He is Here and He is Not Silent. How very true.
He speaks to us in many ways, but primarily and fundamentally through his Son. What a great blessing it is that he has not ignored us. After the fall, he began his quest for us and called to Adam, Where are you? He's been speaking to his people and calling them ever since. Today, he continues to lovingly hearken to the human race. But relatively few pay attention.
What about you? Are you listening? Are you responding in faith and obedience? Let us rejoice this Christmas day that God has indeed spoken to us.
Let's pray together. Father, even as you spoke to the prophets of long ago, you still speak to the hearts of your people. You've called us out from among the world to stand for righteousness in a godless society. You will not be silenced in a world full of noisy gongs and clanging cymbals. As we contemplate the Christmas story, young Mary is a prime example of one whose yielded heart withstood the ridicule and the awkwardness of her special role in the conception and birth of the Savior of the world. You continue to speak to us today, those of us who choose to fear the law of God rather than the law of man. Help us to turn our ears away from worthless, noisy gongs, and turn our hearts toward Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, or whatever day you happen to be listening to our Christmas message. We realize, whether it's a written text or our podcast versions, that They're not necessarily listened to or read the day we prepare them, although many are. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of photos up on our site today, as well as some suggested music and some additional notes that we have prepared for today's message. Well, once again, have a Merry Christmas today, particularly those of you that are listening to the message, the 25th of December 2007. Otherwise, it's still our desire that we would all recognize the great significance of the birth of the Messiah.